So try not to check your practice too much. Checking is one of the known areas of suffering where we second guess ourselves, we doubt ourselves, we tend to chastise ourselves if we feel like we haven't lived up to what our intentions are. And just as importantly, try not to check anyone else. Just try to change that checking energy into trying energy. We're all in this together. And like any retreat, we are not only practicing for ourselves, but we're practicing to support everyone else. I'm sure you felt it on any retreat you might have attended before. You gain some kind of support just by all practicing and sitting together. So, to that point, some people were not able to practice with us for Kilche in the formal sense, and none of us really know why that's the case. But trust in their decision that this might not be a good time because of other things they have going on in their lives. So not sitting Kilche is also very, very wonderful. And lastly, about this practice, please remember, sitting Kilche is not self-improvement. Try not to get any kind of gaining idea that you should be a quote-unquote better Zen student in 90 days and magical things will happen to you. In fact, it actually is a real detriment if you find yourself doing that. Just really do your practice. Do your Bodhisattva action project in the way we at least are supposed to be trying to do work period during regular retreats. We're actually just bringing our presence of mind off the cushion when we do things for our families or out in the community. Just do it. Don't add anything extra if you can help it. When you do, that shows you where you can practice. So a tradition that we've had since the first time we've done this adapted version of Kilche is we have started something called Dharma Buddies. And those of you who have done Kilche before know what that's about. Each year we randomly pair two people who are formally participating in Kilche to be Dharma Buddies with each other. It's another way this gives you the opportunity to support each other over this 90-day period. And it also helps us get to know other Sangha members. We sit in silence a lot of the time. And although we do have opportunities to get to know each other, it can be quite an extraordinary experience to be paired with somebody. And I know of a number of cases where long after Kilche is over, I think in even over years, these two people who are randomly paired with each other have gotten to know each other and really stay in close touch with each other as part of their so-called daily lives. So how you interact with your Dharma buddy is 100% up to you. You can check in with each other on a regular basis in person or on the phone, especially now that we're going to be having the greater Blue Heron Golden Wind Sangha come together. Some of you are not in Seattle. Some of you are not in Long Beach, California, or other places. So depending on your situation, you can decide to take walks together, grab a cup of coffee, schedule Zoom meetings, whatever you like. And it doesn't always have to be heavily slanted in terms of practice. Of course, that will come up. But if there's something you like to do together, just spend time with each other and see where it takes you. How often you connect with each other is also completely up to you. Okay?